Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and you know what, Shirley Murdoch, this is not the first time that she's been on my show. I don't think so, but you know what, she's back, she has new music, and on top of that, I believe, that's just me personally, that she is underrated and not, she doesn't get the notoriety that she should for her contribution to not just gospel music, but the music industry itself. So I'm going to take my time in this interview. We're going to hear a word from Pastor Shirley Murdoch. This song also features Regina Bell. And so this collaboration, the song is called Someday. And it also features Kelly Price, by the way. So, you know, it's Shirley Murdoch, Regina Bell, and Kelly Price collaborating together. And it is an awesome song. Just listen to the song. And afterwards, I'm going to speak with Shirley Murdoch in a live interview. You definitely don't want to miss it. You just don't. So turn your radios up, because this is Real Gospel.
Daughters against mothers, sons against their fathers. How did our families get this way? We wonder why the world is crashing down so fast. It seems as though we cannot get love to last. Someday we'll unite as one. Oh, oh. People feel with hatred, brother against brother. When will we love as Christ loved us?
When will we stop all this foolish fighting? Then we can stop so much senseless dying.
Someday we'll unite as one. Oh, someday we will all be together. Yeah, yeah. We'll walk hand in hand someday. Oh, it will all be someday.
Love one another. When will we realize
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this woman of God on the program again, Shirley Murdoch. Miss Shirley Murdoch, thank you for returning as a guest on Real Gospel. I'll explain all that in just a second, but welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back. How are you today?
It's awesome. It is awesome to hear from you yet again. New music. Now, I guess I'll explain a little bit about you're in. It's been probably 10 or so years. I actually met you. You came to Nashville, Tennessee. I know it's been a while because you've traveled the globe, but you came to Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I live, and I work at Fisk University, which is where this program, that's where the flagship station is, WFSK 88.1 here in Nashville, Tennessee. And so you came by, I want to say it was on a Sunday morning, and you were actually on another program. You were on the talk show What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. And I know it's been a while, but that's just where, that's where I met you. And I think we took a couple of photos. And so it's just good to just sort of hear your voice again and know that you're still holding up the Bloodstained banner.
Hey, bless your heart and all your parts, honey.
Amen. So for people who are not familiar with Shirley Murdoch, which they should, I guess there are some people who just found Christ yesterday. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and I realized that I was given this gift, and I believe that God gives all of us a gift, and that gift is a glimpse of yourself in the future, your future self, a glimpse of your purpose and the why he made you. And being a little girl watching those black and white matinees with a curly haired white girl by the name of Shirley Temple, I saw myself, you know. I said, okay, I see she's young, she can sing, she can dance, she can act. I saw those same gifts in myself. And I said, one day, that's going to be me. So, and I also realized that God not only gave me the gift, but he touched it. And so I realized that not only do I have a voice to sing, I realized that I'm anointed. And I realized that I'm anointed, that God touched me, because when I sing, I feel his presence. And then I watch the reaction from other people, and they feel his presence. So that made that connection of understanding that this is absolutely something special from God. You know, I've never trained, you know, I never took classes how to sing or anything like that. But I listen to people like Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, and I listen to Stevie Wonder. I listen to Shirley Caesar. I listen to Tremaine Hawkins, you know, the Hawkins singers. I listen to the Clark sisters. So those people, they were my teachers. So I grew up and I gave my life to the Lord at a very young age. I was 15. I was a teenager. And I thought that the direction that this gift would take me would be in the area of gospel music. And I would get offers to sing R&B time and time again, but I would always turn it down because I'm thinking I'm supposed to sing gospel. But those doors never opened for me, X. And then finally I met Roger Troutman, and I told him thank you, but no thank you, Roger Troutman.
From Zap, yes.
Yes, and he, you know, wanted to help me make records, and I said, well, thank you, but no thank you, I want to sing gospel. And he said, well, we don't have any connections in that area, but if you ever want to give it a try, I really want to help you. So X, I left there thinking, God, why is this the only door that's opening for me? Mm-hmm. Could this be the path that you have for me? So I walked by faith through the open door, and I promised God that I would take him with me everywhere I went, just like I did, you know, when I worked at Oyster and Jewelers, whatever job I had. So I really understood that we as believers have to be faithful in our station, meaning wherever God plants you, you just be your authentic self. I never separated my spiritual life, my relationship with God. I never separated that from my everyday life. They're one and the same. And my spiritual life and that connection with him informs me how I live and operate and move in the natural, in my secular life. So it's been a blast. You know, God has blessed me to go all over the world, you know, to sing. And then I met Bishop T.D. Jakes. Wow. He gave me that opportunity to sing gospel because it was always my heart's desire. Yes. I was signing a Warner Brothers act. I was already making another R&B record.
Wow.
But I always told God, whenever you're ready for me, I'm ready for you. I knew that I always ministered, you know, every opportunity I got, whether it was on all of my records always had a gospel song on it. I always insisted that. And in my live performance, I always brought gospel to it. So, you know, I toast Jesus with me everywhere I go. And so I met Bishop, and he said, well, you said you never had an opportunity to sing gospel. He said, I started a record label. He said, and here's your opportunity, but you can't do both. So I went to Roger. I said, Roger, I finally have an opportunity to sing gospel, and I want to be released from Warner Brothers. He said, baby, I'm not surprised. That's what you were doing when I met you. And he and his brother Larry, who was both of our managers at the time, God rest both of their souls, they went and got me released from Warner Brothers, and I was released in December of 88. They both passed away April of 99. But he was happy for me. He used to come and he would come hear me sing, you know, on the praise and worship team at my church, and Rod gave his life to the Lord. So I know I'll see him again, you know, but like I said, it's been an amazing journey, and I wouldn't trade anything. I wouldn't be the person that I am today if you changed, you know, if you changed one, I had about that one jot or one tittle. I wouldn't be here talking to you today, and so it's been amazing. And God uses everything in your life. Nothing is wasted. He uses everything.
Wow. You know, I'm blown away because I remember I first heard of you, of course, on the R&B side growing up. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, originally. And so
York used to play my record.
Yes,
in the BLS.
Yes, yes, yes. And then I became a radio personality for one of the powerful corporations. I think they're iHeartMedia now. It used to be Dickey Brothers and Cumulus. So I will hear your music often over and over and over again because it's in regular rotation on that side. But I guess what I wanted to say is well said and well put. And I to be speaking with you now as we're both, you know, in gospel is just a testament to how good God is. But I also wanted to say to you that it is just amazing that you are walking proof that your gifts will make room for you, because it just seems like, you know, I've seen your name headline for plays. I've seen you, you know, headline, you know, to travel in you know, different concerts, and it just seems like you've been like nonstop busy, nonstop doing something, nonstop, and I'm like, wow, you know, Shirley Murdoch is a really busy person.
Well, you know, you said something, and you know, that your gift will make room for you and bring you before a great man. And I look at it like this: to make room informs me of the fact that there wasn't any room for you, boo boo. Wasn't there room? Okay, but God takes His big old hands,
yes,
and spreads opportunity like the Red Sea and places you in there. You know. So for me, I look at my life, I look at my career, the things that happen for me, I call it the back door. My stuff ain't never been the front door. It's always the back door.
Yes.
He brings me through the back door. People look around like, how did she get here? Honey, it's the FOG. It's the favor of God.
Yes.
And so, again, you know, I told you, you know, watching Shirley Temple movies, she could sing and she could act and she can dance and all that. Honey, it was the singing that opened the door for the acting, okay? Mm. And I remember going in, you know, because back then, like, it was like, you know, the mid-80s, you know, the gospel plays and producers used to have mainstream artists come in to do guest appearances, and that would help bring more people to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off, you know, roles like I See Somebody, you know, come in one scene, sing a song, and that's it. But I remember when the opportunity came, I said, you know, God, I know that I'm not an actor, but if I just be quiet, keep my mouth shut, and just listen and watch and learn and glean, just like I gleaned from all those singers that I listened to over the years, you know, if I just make myself get this blank canvas, and let them paint on me and let them show me what to do, because I couldn't, even though I was in a play, even though I was in theater, I couldn't claim to be an actor yet, because all the things that I learned and the sacrifices and the learning and the mimicking and the gleaning that I did to become the singer that I am, those actors did the same thing of learning and studying to be an actor. So, but I will say that I went from being actually somebody starting off of those plays to end up holding, lead roles in plays. Sometimes I was doing two or three plays at the same time.
Wow.
And people like Powell, you know, from Fridays, and,
yes.
and people like Billy Dee Williams, you know,
wow.
and Malik Yoba and Jack A. Harry and wow. Robin Gibbons, all these people, you know, who are actors, mm-hmm. you know, I went from watching them on TV and from the big screen to actually being on stage with these people. but Tristan Powell used to show me little things, and I would watch the process, and that's how I learned. And then one day, Tristan Powell told me, he said, Miss Shirley, he said, stop saying you're not an actor. You are an actor. So now I at that point, I said, when the actors declare you are an actor,
you're an
now
actor.
I felt comfortable having the right to say, I am an actor. I also have a film coming out in the fall. It's a Christmas film called The Matchmaker.
Oh.
And I play The Matchmaker. So I'll be putting that on social media. And all of those plays that I've done, many of those things have turned into film. So is that a dream come true or what?
Wow. Wow, wow,
God
wow.
God is amazing. God's
truly amazing.
He's not only the giver of the dream, but he's the keeper, and he's a fulfiller of the dream. And I want to say to the dreamers, don't despise the process. God's got to process you. You know, you don't just abracadabra, have this glimpse of your future self, and then the next day you become. You have to allow yourself to be processed. And if you despise the process, you will abort the purpose.
Mm.
So you have to allow God to prune you and make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. You have to allow, because he's going to take you nowhere he can't keep you.
See?
So you have to be teachable. Also, you know, humble, teachable. I remember in my church choir, this is old school. I remember my choir director saying, never get puffed up. See, that's an old school word. That's an old school church term. Never get puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you get puffed up, mm-hmm. God can't use you. And I was like, God, yep. I never want to be puffed up. I always want to be usable. So for the dreamers, keep on dreaming. You know, God will bring that dream to fruition. But in the meantime, allow yourself to be processed. Be actively waiting on that opportunity. You know, when you wait on the Lord, it's not like sitting on your hands or twiddling your thumb. You know, you can go on the internet. You know, I call it, you know, and get Googleicious.
Mm-hmm.
You can get Googleicious. And they got yes. master classes for whatever mm-hmm. it is you're trying
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today, young people have so much opportunity today. They can take singing lessons. They can take music lessons. How to play piano. How to play guitar. You know, how to become an actor. There are master classes for that. So there are master classes will show them dance moves. So it's like the world is their oyster. Is available right at their fingertips. So you do the possible, and God will do the impossible.
For those of you just joining us, I'm speaking with the one and only legend herself, Shirley Murdoch. And, you know, this is quite an interesting interview. I've got to take a pause for the cause, as we say in this industry. But Ms. Murdoch, Pastor Murdoch, please don't go anywhere. Please stay right there. I have so many more questions to ask you. And I really am intrigued by how God is just continuing to use you. So after this quick break, we'll be right back with more Shirley Murdoch.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.